This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already in to the second hour of this live Wednesday edition, the 2nd of July 2003, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. And again, your calls aren't coming up here. Some more of the news that I have for you. It's all very important. Pro-life women shift to majority. So that shows that the folks out there fighting for the unborn that are being mercilessly killed by this sickening system, that no matter how the propaganda operates, no matter what the media tries, the truth, if you have a highly dedicated group of people, even a minority, can spread to the majority. And then you can change things and get justice. We'll also talk about half of Swiss deaths dubbed suicides. A bizarre statement about Bush and how our troops are being killed. He said, bring it on. As if he's the guy over there fighting. Just it shows a kind of an arrogance and insanity of this ultra-liberal socialist. This grower of the federal government to levels basically never before seen. I want to get into that article as well. Also, every week there are confirmed cases of the UN and other major organizations running child kidnapping rings. Well, this is from the Associated Press. UN ship carried child prostitutes being shipped by the UN as their number one business. Here's another one out of the London Times. Woman sacked for revealing UN links with sex trade. And now she's been vindicated in court records showing it is true. Massive UN child kidnapping ring. Also, UN troops accused of systematic rape in Sierra Leone. They, as usual, have photographed their activities. They like to do that. That's what they do. We'll be getting into that. But bizarre story of a giant sea creature baffles Chilean scientists. Wait to hear about this new life form they think they found. Some kind of gigantic jellyfish the size of a blue whale or something. Seven states begin fiscal year with no budget, all part of the bankruptcy plan. We'll tell you what's behind that coming up. Big show today. And, of course, we're going to have wide open phones. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. Right now, let's go to John in Missouri. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex. About 2 weeks ago, me and my girlfriend went to get shelf on sale at our local Slave Mart, and you were commenting on the Harry Potter's books being released on the summer solstice. There was about 30 people in a great big circle right in the middle of Walmart, all waiting on the book, and they released those books at 12 midnight, which in the occult world is also called the witching hour. It has great occult significance, but I watched her first two movies. There's no argument. There's stuff in there that's in books that I don't even let my neighbor's kids read when they come over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's real occult stuff.
I mean, they had a hand of glory in the first one, and if you read about that, that's so thieves can enter people's houses and steal everything they own with the protection of the devil or something. I've got numerous.
Well, they kill the unicorn, which symbolizes a child, symbolizes innocence. I haven't seen the movies. I've read two of the books, and it trains kids to have magical thinking to get into the occult.
Well, I was appalled. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was appalled that my friends were letting their little kids watch it. I was sitting there going, you guys, I got books at the house with stuff like this in it, you know, that I wouldn't let your kids read if they were over at the house. I just can't believe it.
Well, for my study for the Bohemian Grove film, you know, I read official black magic books, I mean, stuff written 300 years ago, and that's all of what's in Harry Potter. And they can deny all day what they do, but the Wiccans and the rest of them are involved in human sacrifice, sacrifice of animals. That's what their religion did in Europe. That's the facts. They can deny it all day. That's historical Encyclopedia Britannica fact.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Grow fruit. Fruits, vegetables, and flowers without chemicals with the help of Arbico. Eating healthy and preserving our earth has never been this easy. Go to Arbico.com today and you'll learn, like I did, about the beneficial organisms and chemical-free fertilizers that will make your garden absolutely breathtaking. I'm talking about the beauty that only the Creator can conceive. Not the pesticide-ridden, genetically modified junk that most of us are used to. Your garden will look better and your produce will retain its nutrition. The benefits of organic gardening are endless. You'll even be saving money with Arbico's guaranteed low prices. Call them now at 1-800-827-2847 and receive free ladybugs with any beneficial insect order. My soil is richer, my air is cleaner, and most importantly, my children are healthier because of organic gardening. It's such a simple way to make this world a better place. So call Sherry and the good folks at Arbico today at 1-800-827-2847. Make sure you got that, 800-827-2847, or visit them at www.arbico.com. Saving the world has never been this simple because Arbico is organic gardening made easy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're back live. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of July, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. Now, before I go to Mike and Gary and others that are patiently holding, of course, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You know, I'll let callers call in about any subject they wish to bring up because it's usually very interesting and it's a particular news item that I may have forgotten to mention or something I didn't see, and I like to hear about it, and I'm sure the other listeners do. But occasionally I request that listeners comment on something that I'm discussing. And that doesn't mean you can't talk about something else, but at least comment on it. Notice how they announced the Total Information Awareness Network, run by the convicted felon, Admiral John Poindexter, is going to use the Echelon system. They're going to call it the Total Information Awareness Network. They told us in their own public statement 6 months ago, they're going to watch every movement we make, everything we buy, every phone call we make, every radio show, every transmission, and they say they're going to do it with face scanning cameras. They say they're going to do it with systems that track our vehicles and track the transponders that have already been put in the new vehicles or that read your license plates. And they're going to use these giant Echelon computers to do it. They've built FEMA command bunkers in every major city. They're putting them up in rural areas. They're going to track and trace and tax us. They're going to put satellite tracker boxes in all the cars. The hardware is already in all the new cars. that they just plug in the interface, tax you to drive. It's now official, folks. They're announcing it. Last week they said not only will we tax you with this, but with the funding, we're going to, quote, remote control your cars, and this will be in all the new cars in 5 years, and it'll be the law, and the government's moving ahead to do it. The article said this. This is federal plans. I've known about it for 6, 7, 8 years. Now it's being announced to you, not just in policy reports. I talked about how 5 years ago, DARPA announced with funding an $840,000 a year upgrade for microphones. And I linked through to the DARPA website, and they had a test of one of the microphones. And it said, oh, listen, you can hear a child playing in the street at 200 yards. And, you know, it gave examples of recordings and how great this is for police. And they sold to the public, sold as gunshot detectors. Then they admitted that, oh, yeah, it's also a great shotgun microphone system that can be rotated and controlled with the camera. So these are powerful directional microphones. And they admitted it. Now, DARPA just put out a new report because people were up in arms about Total Information Awareness Network. They'd already put the grid in. Then they announced it, quote, for your safety. People got angry. So they said, okay, there isn't a TIPS program. It's called Talon. Okay, we're not going to watch everything you do, as they got their funding increased. And then they put out a report discussing how this is used to control populations overseas or domestically to track every car, every movement, every face, everything you do, what you buy. They talk about making shopkeepers plug them into the systems. Oh, this will stop crime. It's happening right now. And I read an AP article, U.S. Develops Urban Surveillance System, AP. Here's another AP article just posted, being updated right now, on Infowars.com. Big Brother, U.S. wants surveillance system. What it says. Oh, now Big Brother's good, see? AP. Police can envision limited domestic use. Oh, it's limited. For an urban surveillance system the Pentagon is developing, but doubt they could use it. Could use the full system, which is designed to track and analyze the movement of every vehicle in the city. Dubbed Combat Zones That See. The project is intended to help the U.S. military protect troops and fight in cities overseas. I've read the report. It's been put in years ago. It's being used domestically. The police are admitting they're using it. But don't worry, it's limited. Oh yeah, it's limited in San Antonio and Tampa, Florida. We've had the guest on. It's been in the news where they come up and just arrest some city worker on the street. It goes, well, the face scanner said you were a criminal, and it's the wrong person. Number one, it doesn't even work. But don't worry. They say they'll fix that. So they don't mind if you complain about not working because, oh, they can fix that. That's about containing the debate about the technology. Not that it violates the Fourth Amendment, but that, oh, it doesn't work. Don't worry. We'll fix it. And it goes on. Scientists and privacy experts say the unclassified technology could also easily be adapted to keep tabs on Americans identifying drivers. The project's centerpiece would be groundbreaking computer software capable of automatically identifying vehicles by size, color, shape, and license tag, or drivers and passengers by face. By the way, this is the same article by the same author, but in the Ohio newspaper, in the Ohio Beacon Journal, they cut out the first paragraph where the police admit it's for domestic. They cut it out and said it was for overseas. So I'm looking at editors from CNN posting, as I've been to AP and seen the whole full article, posting the full article, and then I look at the Beacon Journal, and they have cut out pieces. See how they do that? How they craft? How they craft? It gets worse and worse. It goes on and on, folks. Says DARPA's spokesman, John Walker, dismisses the concerns. She said the combat zones that CTS's technology isn't intended for homeland security or law enforcement and couldn't be used for other applications without extensive modifications. That is a bald-faced lie. I was given a tour 6 months ago, 8 months ago, by a friend in the county of the new emergency management center that's been in place for 3.5 years. They tie into all the cameras, their face scanning. They tie into the jails. They tie into the streets. They tie into the microphones. I wasn't allowed into some areas of it that are, quote, classified and operated by the federal government. They operate a concentration camp at the old Robert Mueller Airport. That's in the takeover that I made in 2000. In Police State 2000, excuse me, in Police State 2, the takeover made in 2000, the second film, we show you the admitted local newscast where they go, oh, the troops run this, it's for overflows and civil emergencies. This is where they chain you down. These are the cots. These are the porta potties. Thousands can be held here. They got hangars, folks, with the army out there, just hangars, just waiting. And on top of, they're building some new FEMA command center at the old airport. They got some FEMA award for it. The thing looks like something out of a science fiction movie. And they've got the new airport, the Markstrom International Airport. It was a military base. Well, it still is. They're merging the army. I have family there in the operation and leadership capacities, okay? In logistics. They're there. They got drones, helicopters, everything. Just and guess who's in the building with the military, under military control? The APD. They've got a liaison with the APD intelligence, APD SWAT, APD surveillance helicopters. Now they say on routine drug busts or routine checkpoints, they'll have Army helicopters circling, just creating the relationship. But if you want to know what it's to be used for, go read the Combat Zones That See, Board Agency of DARPA, document number 03-15, BAA 03-15, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. It's on Infowars.com right now. And then read the two different AP articles written by the same author, and then see how they're edited for different audiences. Learn how the propaganda operates. And remember, the Pentagon said a year and a half ago that they would, quote, set up the Office of Strategic Influence that would, quote, lie to you for your best interest. So, 3 years before 911, we had microphones all over Austin and cameras run by DARPA. And now it's called Total Information Awareness. And it's to control entire populations. All right, let's go to calls. Appreciate folks holding. Then I'll get into Bush saying, bring it on. They said the troops are being killed. He said, bring it on, as if he was there. As if he's Arnold Schwarzenegger or something. And all this other news. Let's talk to who's up next here. I guess Mike in Minnesota. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay, me too. Well, except for everything that's going on. There's an old saying, Alex, if you see it on the screen today, it was already done by yesterday. And
well, that's it. Yeah.
That's right. And you're saying it's 5 years ago, and it has been installed a lot longer ago than people realize. I'm a little nervous here. I'm stammering a bit.
Well, Austin, Texas is a medium-sized, million-people metro, and 5 years ago, and every successive year, they say over 1,000 microphones. Thousands of microphones? I mean, that's 1984, people, where he hides out in the woods to meet his girlfriend.
Exactly.
And you're not supposed to have a family. You can be executed for it. And he hides out in the woods with her, and the microphone picks him up. I mean, this is America.
Right. They just announced up here that they're going to put 25 or 30 surveillance cameras in downtown Minneapolis. That was a week and a half ago.
Oh, give me a break. Oh, and Target's paying for that.
Yeah, no doubt. There's a Target center here.
Target,
they already have
Target,
all the highways.
Let me stop you.
Sure.
Target said, because we care, we're going to pay for these new face scanners. I've been up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. You got more cameras than almost anybody, sir.
There's a lot of them, I know.
Yeah,
I
but they them. Say 25 in the news. Go ahead.
Well, that's for downtown Minneapolis alone. It doesn't include the parks, the highways. You can see them all over driving around. And by the way, Camp Ripley, up by Brainerd in northern Minnesota, there is also a concentration camp. You can drive by and see the wire pointed in.
Hey, it's more than just that. I mean, on my website in the new film, I have AP, Reuters, Washington Post, TV stations announcing, county commissioner says the feds told him that they're going to use it as a camp. It's out in the open.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain News, incinerators, mass graves, incinerators?
I know. There are 52 concentration camps in California alone.
Tell you what, stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side, Mike. Then I'll go to Gary and everybody else. If you want to join us on air, talk about DARPA. Talk about the AP saying they got camps for you. Newsmax saying they got camps for you. Now, this isn't a rumor, folks. It's out in the open.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You know, maybe you're driving along in your car for the first time. And you hear me saying that the Rocky Mountain News reported on mass graves and incinerators. Or you hear me say the AP reported concentration camps for you and your family. Or that Newsmax did. Instead of just going, this guy's crazy, why don't you go check it out at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com? Why don't you get Police State 3 total enslavement? Why don't you get Road to Tyranny? Why don't you go to a search engine and check it out for yourself? And, of course, how are they going to get away with it? Well, it's for emergencies when the bio attack comes that the feds say and the CFR says will come. You go, well, why would they do that? That hurt the economy. They don't care about the economy. They want this to be a third world cesspool where you're totally enslaved, and they're all in their private, armed, gated communities overseeing you with their minions. It's called tyranny, folks. It happens more often than not in history. And you lived in denial, and you sucked your thumb and watched football and didn't care about your country and swilled your beer, and so now they're going to take your pension funds, and now they're going to carry out terror, and now they're going to surveil you and satellite track and tax you to drive your car, and you're going to thank them for it, unless you wake up to it. Mike in Minnesota, let you finish up, then Gary and John and others. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, you know, you had that story about yesterday about the genetics with the fetus, a horrible story about the fetus inside of a cow's uterus. Well, it goes back to the same thing. If you see it on the screen today, it was already done by yesterday. In fact, there are hellish genetic labs in Puerto Rico and all over. And this is just what they're admitting to. People have to remember that virtually anything is possible. We've all been programmed to think, that can't be, it's not possible. But in fact, it is. As far as I can tell by my research, the first human being was actually cloned in 1961.
Well, let me break this down for you. They've been cloning humans. I've got the BBC headline from 4 years ago. 4 years ago, they said 2 years ago, so that was 6 years ago, British scientists and U.S. scientists were cloning embryos. So that's already a human. They can implant that, bring it to term in a woman or a cow because they want to grow the humanoid larger and then go in and do tissue cultures and other things there. Have the humanoid pod basically grow a whole bunch of livers, kind of like, you know, a bundle of grapes is how they describe it. So humanoids in a living dungeon of evil growing things inside uterus of cows and spiders that are goats that are part spiders producing body armor, mainstream news, and corn with HIV virus in it being planted in 96 locations, spreading into soybeans, AP. You know, this is all mainstream. Cockroach genes in the tomatoes on most store shelves, salmon genes in corn, insanity everywhere. And then I hear neocons on the air going, those lying liberals, there's nothing wrong with genetically modified food. It's no big deal. Lying, 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 and saying it's liberal to be against this when they're the liberals.
Yeah. Well, they are liars and murderers to their core, and they'll stop at nothing to achieve their agenda. That's another thing. A few people yesterday had a little trouble believing in this satanic control of our government. And, you know, they have to know that numbers, you know, symbology is everywhere. 9 is the number of judgment or completion, and 11 is the number of death and destruction. And an interesting point I just found out recently was that Pinochet took power after they overthrew Chile. Guess what date? 9/11.
Well, when did Bush give his State of the Union to announce a new world order on 9/11?
Yeah, just a coincidence, nothing to worry about.
And, and of course we've got, on the one-year anniversary of 9/11, the lottery in New York, not in Illinois, not in Texas, comes up 9/11, and the Chicago Mercantile came up that day, closed at 911.000000. Never happened 9/11. Never happened 0000. It was like 1 out of 14 trillion something. They're just letting you know who runs the speculation markets, aren't they?
Yeah, they certainly are.
It's all their own little private. And people go, what do you mean? This is getting crazy. Folks, they admit they go to Skull and Bones. They admit they go to Bohemian Grove. Look at the articles I have today. This is AP. It's Associated Press when I say AP. UN ship carried child prostitutes. Get to that. A ship full of children bound to slave camps. AP, folks. Woman sacked for revealing UN links to child sex trade. London Times. UN troops accused of systematic rape in Sierra Leone. Stacks of them every day.
Well, they
every
are.
Every day.
They're killing children, and that brings up another point that not many people know, and I just found out recently also, is that another name for Satan in the occult is John Bay. Take a look at JonBenet Ramsey. You know, there's something there. I believe she was a child sacrifice. No one's ever been brought to justice for that either. We all got covered up.
Right out in plain view. Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, truth is stranger than fiction, folks. But, you know, I just read the AP, you know, slave ships full of children. I mean, you know, this is your government. Okay? I'll come back and we'll take calls. Stay with us, folks. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here.
My call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, we do this show. I'm Alex Jones. More of your calls coming up. I'm about to go to Gary and John and Donnie and others that are patiently holding. Let me get into some more of this news before I do that, and hopefully some of you will want to discuss DARPA. The good news is that if people recognize evil and stand up against it, we can change the hearts and minds of those that are undecided and get them involved in the fight against evil. This is out of the Washington Times today. Pro-life women shift to majority. Now, a lot of people say, oh, good, they'll ban abortion now. It's the majority. It wouldn't matter if 98% of people wanted to kill babies in the womb, the 50-something million that have been killed. It wouldn't matter. Because, you know, if 98% of people wanted to, say, put all white people in slave pens or all black people in slave pens, it still wouldn't mean it was okay. See, in a democracy, you got two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. The majority can do whatever they want to you, and the globalists can manipulate that mass, the mad howl of democracy. In a republic, in a constitutional republic, there's a rule of law, a separation of powers, and you don't violate that Bill of Rights or Constitution. So you can't violate people's rights individually, even if the mass wants to. So whenever you hear a neocon or one of these neoliberals on the air promoting democracy, call them on it. Pro-life women shift to majority, but it is a good news that we're changing minds, affecting society. The balance between pro-choice women and women who say abortion should be outlawed or severely restricted is shifting towards the pro-life side, bumping that group into the majority in the debate of reproductive rights, according to a new national poll. 51% of women surveyed by the Center for the Advancement of Women said the government should prohibit abortion or limit it to extreme cases such as rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. So if somebody rapes you, you want to kill the child. That's real good. Then an even bigger crime. The findings, with a 3% margin of error from 1,000 women surveyed, tips the scale from the last sample of 2001, and 45% of women cited against making abortion readily available or imposing only mild restrictions. Only 30% supported making it generally available, down from 34% in 2001, the survey found. Well, only 30% support making it generally available, down from 34% in 2001. See, they were against it in 2001. They were against it in 2000. The New York-based center that sponsored the survey is a nonpartisan advocacy group for pro-choice women's rights, so that they were going to their people, too, on this. So it's actually more like 20% that are for murder. And that's usually young, ignorant people that don't know what it's all about. Most women who have abortions later are against them, by the way. The center's president, Faye Waddleton, headed the panel for Planned Parenthood Federation of America for 14 years. Oh, the Eugenics Society, founded by Margaret Sanger, the woman who got awards from Hitler, gave awards from Hitler. Got awards, gave awards. While we do have a certain point of view on women's issues, we do not believe we should suppress information, Ms. Waddleton said in an interview yesterday for the Washington Times. You don't want to create false or artificial data. Spoken like a good Gestapo. So,
the data must remain clean, and yes, most women are against it, but it does not matter.
But that shows that, so now it's down to 30% of women are for abortion. It's 34% of a year ago, 2 years ago. I mean, we're winning the fight for the hearts and minds, but, you know, it doesn't mean the government stops. 80-plus percent, it's 87%, 89%, depending on the poll, Gallup poll, USA Today, CNN polls, which they don't then highly publicize if Americans want the border shut and illegals deported. 83% of Hispanics, a little lower than blacks and whites, because some have bought into this racial view that it's a racial debate. It's not and shouldn't be. It is, the media is trying to make it that. Want the illegals deported. But you read the news, it's if you know, all Hispanics want the border open when 80%+ don't. Huh. Again, it's about this illusion. So you got 70% of women that are against abortion, but they still act like everybody wants it. And it doesn't matter. Murder is murder. You could have 98% of reform murder. Murder's still wrong. Some of the other news here. This is out of Scotland. Scotland on Sunday newspaper. Half of the Swift deaths dubbed suicide. Assisted suicide plays a role in more than half of all deaths in Switzerland. Half of the deaths. When you talk about A Brave New World, Logan's Run, whatever you want to call it, 1984, assisted suicide plays a role in more than half of all deaths in Switzerland, according to a major new study that confirms the country's reputation as the euthanasia capital of Europe. A survey by the University of Zurich of 5,000 deaths in the country found that 51% were a result of end-of-life decisions. This would mean that about 31,000 out of the 62,000 Swiss citizens who died annually were helped to die by doctors. And in some of the other Norwegian countries, some of the other Scandinavian countries, they wear toe tags now, little toe rings that say, resuscitate, please don't kill me. We're trying to make it the law, and we've had Wesley Smith on, Wall Street Journal writer, who documented hundreds of cases of people paralyzed neck down, begging for food, begging for water, being murdered by hospitals by name. It's now happening here. And over 70% of those killed by Kevorkian were not permanently ill and were mentally ill. So, oh, and by the way, Kevorkian lost his medical license for doing things with corpses I can't mention on the air. He lost it in two separate states, by the way, caught in dark rooms with dead bodies. He is a ghoul. So don't tell me it's about somebody's rights. This isn't about you being allowed to kill yourself, which is bad enough. This is about killing you. See all the horrible stuff going on right below your noses? You don't think they'll put us in camps and have martial law and surveillance and taxes? They've already killed 54 million kids. God forgive me for not doing enough to stop it, please. We're getting judged right now, folks. We're going to get judged even worse. You reap what you sow. It's a law of God's nature. Of nature's God, as the Declaration of Independence says. This is the reality of what we face as a society. Oh, man. Let me hit a couple others and we'll go to your calls. Just a couple more here. World central bankers convene. This is LA Times, by the way. See, what I do is I read the headline. It's LA Times posting a Reuters and Bloomberg News. There you go. Let's give it accurately. World's central bankers convene. Attendees at the Bank of International Settlements annual meeting focus on ways to prevent deflation and spur global growth. You mean global consolidation. Central bankers from around the world Sunday discuss ways to prevent deflation and kickstart lackluster global growth, including unorthodox policies such as buying up financial assets. Ah! So now the world's in trouble. The bankers, the privately held central bankers, owned by just a few families, will print more magic money, add more zeros and ones, and buy up assets to help you. Oh, how nice of you to consolidate. Thank you. In an annual meeting of the Bank of International Settlements, bankers face mounting concerns that falling prices in top industrialized nations could spiral into a deflationary cycle and undermines growth. Well, the globalists have said years ago in Davos, Switzerland, they wanted to plunge the dollar, create a global recession to, quote, consolidate. People say the bankers wouldn't hurt the economy. They want to make money. Folks, they print the money. They literally make the money. It's all about setting you up, getting you overextended, manipulating speculation markets to make trillions, not billions, and then blowing you out and getting your house, your farm, your ranch, everything you've got. They wouldn't do that. That's mean. Oh, yeah, powerful people that run the world, they got where they are by being humanitarians and not being ruthless. I mean, give me a break. Stop being so stupid and naive out there. You're under massive dehumanization and total attack, people. They're changing the rules to take your pension funds right in front of you. They're taking the veterans' health care right now. Man, this guy's weird. He gets upset. Yeah, about taking the veterans' health care, about the veterans getting hit with DU, and the Army's top scientists admitting they're dying from it. Yeah, and getting hit with sarin and VX nerve gas. I'm angry about them not getting treatment. Yeah, I'm angry about the UN and the U.S. government and Dying Corps getting caught kidnapping kids. Mainstream news. I'm upset about giant public concentration camps. I'm upset about face-scanning cameras in DARPA and the Pentagon saying they're going to run our society and put troops on the streets. I'm upset about Bush signing on to UNESCO, saying their job is to break up the family and the family's a disease, their official policy report. Yeah, you bet I'm upset. I'm real upset about police in black ski masks and black uniforms and armored vehicles and giant prisons everywhere, number one part of our economy, and RFID tracking chips going in most of the products, and the borders being wide open. You bet I'm upset. Seven states going bankrupt right now by design so they can be federalized, so they can increase their control and jack up the taxes. Folks, you're in the real world now, and the neocons are busy. All they talk about is Hillary Clinton and what a traitor she is. Funny, she's got an exact voting record with George W. Bush. Exactly the same. I'm sorry, Barbara Boxer is more conservative. She was for arming all pilots. Actually, they're more conservative than Bush. I'm sorry. It's just all about Hillary, what idiots, Jesse Jackson, just this dog and pony show distraction. All right, let's go to some calls. I've got to try to get control of myself here. This is out of control, though. Gary in Ohio. Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Fired up.
Yeah, I hear that. Hey, about DARPA, we all know these folks are professional liars. And every time, you know, I notice they keep using these modifying words, slightly, maybe, sort of, kind of. Every time I hear that, I hope they're lying to us again.
Well, they say in the AP that the police are going to use it to watch us, the face scanners, the car scanners, the plate scanners, and the government and the Pentagon are putting it in, and the Army runs it. Then they say, but it won't be used for everything. And then their own report says it will.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like local cable television. How long is it going to be before they're... you know, they're looking at everything we're watching, and, you know, like you were talking about bank accounts, all the information.
Sir, let me stop you.
Please.
I got a 3-year-old article, a 2-year-old article, a 1-year-old article. I got a bunch of articles. They're in Police State 3 Total Enslavement, mainstream MSNBC, AP, Reuters. The Atlantic Scientific digital cable box in most homes now that have cable tracks everything you watch and creates detailed psychological algorithms that are then sold to the government and others. It doesn't watch what you watch. It doesn't physically watch you. It's worse. It pierces your mind.
Ew. Yeah. Well, I knew I'd heard that from somewhere, and now I remember, and it was from you. But what I wanted to also talk about is I recently rewatched Schindler's List, and I found myself...
And the bad Nazis have checkpoints and check papers, but now we're going to do it. But it's for seatbelts and drinking and driving, but their own policy report... funding, it says it's to search cars to prepare us for internal checkpoints.
It's all smoke and mirrors. It's a whole Nazi regime thing.
Well,
all
they say
over
it's
again.
An Amber Alert. It's publicly an EAS FEMA takeover system.
Yeah. And I found myself looking at some of the pictures of the websites about the Holocaust, about looking at the pictures of the camps, in other words. And I thought to myself, and I thought of you when I was looking at these, and I thought to myself, how long is it going to be before we find ourselves in this kind of position, if we don't get this thing somehow, get people awake, because all they had to do was look at the pictures, Auschwitz, Mauthausen, all those, they're still there, and the pictures are the evidence is there, and you know what they say, people who don't learn from history will repeat it.
And somehow. People don't remember that absolute power corrupts absolutely. They just deny history and deny their responsibility. But here's the deal. They tried to announce the TIPS program that your cable guy, your neighbor, the phone man, everyone will tattle and spy on you. And the report said it's going to be for guns, drugs, family violence. See, terror is everything now. There's not any real terrorists. It's all CIA here and there, few attacks. So there's nothing to do with the billboards and the TV ads and the title numbers and the citizens and the Homeland Security taking over Neighborhood Watch. That's official. So see, it's about drugs and guns and what'd you do with your neighbor? Did your neighbor see you give your kid a spanking? On and 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 on. And so there was a backlash, so they say there's no tips program. The White House announced it 1 week, and the next week I have the Reuters story. The White House gave a press conference and said, we never proposed a tips program.
Huh.
I mean, it's just la-la land lying. So many lies you can't counter them all. And now it's back with increased funding called Project Talon. That was mainstream news on Monday on InfoWars.com. DARPA put this in, said it was for watching us, controlling us, a cashless society monitoring system. I call it a control grid. Now they announce it today. They say, okay, there's no total information awareness network. We're going to increase the funding for the terrorism information awareness network. And our symbol's still going to be a pyramid, with an all-seeing eye. So it's just incredible, sir. I mean, it's like Ashcroft saying Patriot Act 1 doesn't affect citizens, then admitting it did. There's no Patriot Act 2, then proposing it 3 weeks ago. I mean, it's wall-to-wall lying, sir.
You bet it is. And it must have been very much the same way in Nazi Germany at the beginning.
But here's the good news. They're having to back off. They're having to change plans. They're having to spin. They're having to have their neocons lie and say Patriot Act doesn't take your rights. They're having to lie. The Democratic leaders of their people are lying about it, who voted for it and wrote it with Bush. So they're not going to get away with this if we expose who the terrorists are.
Yeah, it seems to me the only real terrorist threat we have in this country is the people's elements of the U.S. government.
Those running the government. And it is compartmentalized groups. The average government employee hears this and goes, I'm not a terrorist. Well, yeah, you're not running the system. You're not in the command and control seats of power, the cockpits.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't expose that they're the terrorist, they're going to release more terror attacks. The CFR said it Monday, and it is over. That they're going to launch it. It's going to be full scale. They're setting up the $6.3 billion a year bureaucracy for forcible injection, page 76 of Homeland Security, known as BioShield. It is a world so nightmarish. It is Hades on Earth. Thanks for the call.
You have a great day.
You too. We'll come back and talk to John and Don and others. I'm not kidding, folks. It's all mainstream. It's all in your face. I pray your eyes will be opened. I pray you'll become leaders. I pray you'll get upset about this. Let it hit you between the eyes. Let it knock you off your horse like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. I mean, if you're not nauseated when you finally face this, if you're not upset, if you're not threatened, if you're not mobilized, if your adrenal glands are not pumping, you must interface with the horror. As Patrick Henry said, he wanted to know the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Let him have it, no matter how painful. He wants the whole of it. You want the whole of the truth, the whole of the horror. Because the horror is still there if you stick your head in the sand. Okay? Hiding under the covers doesn't protect you. That thin sheath of cotton only covers your eyes, your ears, your mind, the data collection ports that God gave you. I'm begging you, wake up. Have a cold sweat. Realize you're under attack. Realize there's a war. Realize we're under attack. We're under bombardment. We're under attack. We're being hit. It's like Pearl Harbor. Man the guns in the info war. Alert! Alert! Mobilize! 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 Mobilize!
Attention inventors, need a patent? Then you need Inventech, the launch pad for new ideas. Inventech understands the needs of inventors like you. And only Inventech offers a free new product market analysis. It's the first step towards a patent and marketing success. Call 1-800-487-9933. That's 1-800-487-9933. With your market analysis, receive a free video and learn the secrets the pros use to take it to the next level. Be first to the marketplace while your idea is still hot. With our worldwide experience, Inventech can turn your idea into reality. Learn if your idea has the right stuff for marketing success. It's free. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Call now and receive your free analysis, free marketing info, and a free video. Take that all-important first step towards turning your dream into reality. Call 1-800-487-9933 to receive your free package loaded with info. That's 1-800-487-9933. Call now.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a ring of fire.
Because the average cop, the average fireman, the average detective is a good person, the average CIA officer is even a good person, you know, doing analysis on Cuban rocket photographs or whatever, they think, oh, the whole system isn't like that. Folks, I scan where they're caught every day. It is so much evil, so much red-handed, just total wickedness that I can't cover it at all. I mean, it is so horrible. I'll be looking at an AP or Reuters story or an admission or a court transcript, and I can't believe what I'm seeing. We're about to go to John and Donnie and others that are holding. And in the third hour, making Mike come on, Mike Hansen. The third hour, 30 minutes into the third hour, Mike's coming on. He apprehended the three thugs. One of them ran off, but he apprehended them trying to rob him. He got his gun and stopped him in his underwear. And the police, Travis County, came by and thanked him. He solved 20 serious burglaries by what he did. An example of what the Second Amendment and citizen action is all about against real crime. So that's coming up in about 35 minutes. We're about to go to John and Doug and others. But before I do that, please get my videos. Please get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Man the guns in the info war. Get the film. Make 100 copies. I mean, in a month and a half, if you make 2 videos a day, one when you go to work, one when you go to bed, copies of it, you can get out 100 videos to county commissioners, sheriffs, sheriff's deputies, the police chief, the city council, the local talk stations. It's a labor of love for this country. If we don't expose who the terrorists are, what they're doing, show people their crimes, then the compartmentalized mass isn't going to wake up. It is such a desperate fight we're in right now. Please help me. The videos are $25.95 a piece. They're all over 2 hours. $20 if you order 3 or more of any of the 9 videos. Road to Tyranny's on 911. Masters of Terror as well. My book's Descent into Tyranny. Police State 3's out. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. It's an amazing film. I mean, I just can't describe what's in it, okay? Just get it. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. These are the tools that are waking up 90% of those that see them. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I do a calm, focused analysis in all the films, video, world leaders admitting they're terrorists. I mean, it's just all there. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order. That's 888-253-3139. or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. Call, order today. Go to the website and order. Let's talk to John in Florida, then we'll go to Donnie, or Don. Go ahead, John. Good to talk to you, John.
Is that me?
Yes, sir.
Hi there, Alex. I hope you'll hold me over, because I've got several things to tell you. Firstly,
I'm calling from, not Florida, from England. Go ahead.
Yeah. Firstly, last week, I know you covered it, the comedy terrorist that we had that broke into Prince William's birthday party. Personally, I think he was let in deliberately.
It was all over the front. Calling him a terrorist because he crashed a party.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Now crashing party, secret execution.
Yeah. It was on the front page of the newspapers for 3 days, and I wondered why. And then I found out. I sent you an email about this. The Shadow Home Secretary, who is the opposition spokesman for Home Affairs, who is basically opposite the Home Secretary, he called for, he says, this shows we need a Department for Homeland Security. This is a gentleman by the name of Oliver Letwin, who is the managing director of Rothschild Investment Banking UK.
Well, they always, that's NM, Rothschild. Now, of course, this all to protect your German dictator, that horrible rat family you have in there. I mean, aren't you sick of them?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got more to tell you.
Okay, well, stay there. But what do you think of your degenerate German Skull and Bones family? What do you think of them, John? Must have him on hold. All right, stay there, John. We'll come back to you in the third hour. I'm Alex Jones. Get my videos and make copies. We'll be right back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing...